Today is World Refugees Day.
This is a day designated by the UNHCR to draw attention to the plight of refugees in many parts of the world. To throw more light on the day is the Protection Officer of UNHCR in Ghana, Veteran Orana.
Well, this is a very, very important day for us. On this day, we want to have the awareness of this whole world to pay the tribute to all the refugees and asylum seekers that are in the world today, and there are many. It is very important for UNHCR on this day in particular to ensure that the level of awareness of people who have not been refugees or are not refugees is up to speed with the level of the problem that we are faced with.
Right. Mr. Orana, you agree with me that Africa is trying to share the perception of being a conflict-prone destination. Nevertheless, conflicts continue in other parts of Africa. With this challenge, the incidence of refugees would continue in many parts of Africa. How are you going to put in mechanisms to address the influx of refugees in some parts of the continent?
What we are trying to do is to assist the governments in Africa in providing support to the asylum seekers and to the refugees. This is not only in Africa, as you rightly mentioned, but worldwide. We shouldn't forget that the single largest refugee group today in the world is a refugee group from Afghanistan. There are 2.7 million refugees from Afghanistan in different countries in the world, mainly in the neighboring countries. So what we are trying to do is to assist the governments and to advocate with the governments to maintain the borders open for those that are fleeing because of the fear of persecution.
Right, Mr. Orana, 129 Liberian refugees are going home today because of the peace in that country. Was the day meant to coincide with the World Refugee Day?
As a matter of fact, not. As we are talking, I am at the Accra airport to bid farewell to 129 Liberian refugees who are returning home. This is a happy ending story of the refugee situation. We are very glad about this, and we would want to see many more situations like this when peace is reached in the countries of origin and the people are able to return. But this is only coinciding with the World Refugee Day. Since the beginning of the year, UNHCR and Government of Ghana and the partners, including IOM and the other agencies of the UN system, have facilitated the return of over 2,500 people to Liberia, and we are continuing to do so.
So, Orana, you know, most of these refugees have been able to integrate themselves into the Ghanaian society,
yes,
which is positive because of UN protocols that allow for refugees to be accepted in the country. But then, unfortunately, some of these refugees have taken advantage of the situation to inflict a lot of harm on our people. Some of them are armed robbers, and many others engage in other activities which are reprehensible. What are you doing about this situation when you hear reports like this?
The ultimate position of UNHCR is that the refugees have to abide by the laws of the country that they're in. And this is a very clear stance. However, I would need to reiterate that the existence of the crime is not something that is specific for the refugee settings. It unfortunately is present in all the societies. And as refugees, as a community, comprise a part of the society, we may have instances of the crime which does not differ anyhow from the level of crime that is in societies. What we have to do together is to work towards the improvement of the conditions of the communities in order to reduce the level of crime through education, through provision of good services, and through the provision of opportunities for the future. It is a very difficult task, and it requires the involvement of all.
Rana, we appreciate your time with us.
Thank you very much.